entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up, it's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. Because I got plenty of that stuff.
You do.
And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Everybody be jealous of our weather today, eh?
Oh, it's so beautiful.
They say it's the last time we're ever going to get in the 60s for another 8 months. It's going to go up to 80, but it's started low.
Well, I'm telling you, what day was it? Wednesday. So I walk to Curves in the morning. The class is over at 7:30. I walk home to my place. I'm sweating. At 7:30 in the morning, I'm like, oh, this is not good for my steps.
It's starting.
It's
starting. We're going to be into it soon. I'd rather have it than cold, so I'm fine.
Yeah, I would rather have it than
but
cold.
But today was glorious.
Yes. It was just fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. So with us, we have on the boards, who's our producer there? Ed. Hey, Ed.
Oh, it's my first day.
Yeah. Ed, do you know where the Kentucky Derby is?
You're never going to live that down.
No, I'm not.
Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
It's fabulous. And my horse won.
Yeah.
I just
did you
back.
Bet?
No, but actually, Naima, my great niece, and I went for, I like Bob Baffert, and he's a trainer, so that's why I went for him. And he won, but I don't think he'll win the Preakness. Which is in Preakness somewhere.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, too. And with us today, we have our special guest, Tracy Lamb.
Hello.
CEO of Smart Caregiving.
Correct.
Which we're going to talk about in a little while. But first, I want to say a shout-out to our newest listeners. We have Candace in Ohio. We have Sylvia in St. Pete, and we have Joy in Beverly Hills. I thought Beverly Hills was California, but
no,
it's in Beverly Hills, Florida.
It's up near Pasco. Like, it's yeah. Past Pasco, isn't it? Beverly
yes.
Hills.
Yes.
Isn't that where the Clampets lived?
No. This isn't quite as fancy out there.
No, I think it is quite as fancy up there. In fact, somebody just told me recently there, like, there's like a lot of horse farms and stuff up there. There's a lot of wealth, I think, there.
But then there's other places, because when we were RVing... A lot of the RVers live there.
Have you ever seen the Beverly Hills in California?
No.
Yes.
And you go through the neighborhoods, not a blade of grass is out of place.
That is true.
You know? That's too perfect for me.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you would love it.
I couldn't
do it.
No.
Like, where are all the cars on the side of the house and the boats in the front, and the boats in the front lawn?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's true.
It is true.
Many different places, many different people, but that's okay. But you know what? There's caregivers everywhere.
That is true. Amen.
There's caregivers.
Yeah, but if you live in Beverly Hills, you can afford them.
Well, you know what? There's no, you know, as Rosalind Carter said years ago, you either are a caregiver, you have been a caregiver, you will be a caregiver, somebody's taking care of you. So I always say it's an equal opportunity employer.
Yeah, and money doesn't buy health.
Yeah, everybody gets that opportunity. But I will say that, so this was the third week of my new podcast, Connecting Caregivers Presents Candid Conversations with Diane Allen. We talked about gratitude. It was fabulous. This Tuesday, the podcast will be about brain function is the key to fall prevention.
That should be interesting.
You know what? Really, brain function is the key to everything.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
But yeah, that'll be Tuesday at 11 o'clock, so please tune in because we got to bring in a lot of good information.
Good.
A lot
That's
of good
great.
Stuff. Oh, I think this week is Fox News, too, right?
Yeah, I have it on.
I'll be on
4 and 5 on Wednesday.
Well, they said that. So I'll be on between 4 and 5 on Wednesday, but via Skype. But when they came here a couple of weeks ago and interviewed mm-hmm. us, that's going to be like on earlier in the day saying tune in at 4.
But then they'll show it at when you're on there first?
It'll be live on 4, but what we did is going to be used as snippets or whatever, so I don't know. And I'm also going to be on Fox News in June talking about finding purpose for your loved one.
You're a very popular girl.
Yes.
Well, somebody said to me on the support group this morning, do you ever sleep? And I really do. You know, do you have any talk for you? I really do.
But you get up at 5 in the morning and go like crazy till 7 at night, and then you're kind of
no, I don't really
night.
Go crazy till only 3.
Yeah, you're not a
don't,
night person. I'm up at midnight,
sensible.
1 o'clock.
Well, you know what I think, when for me personally, when you get up early in the morning and everything, it's just like so quiet. You can get so much more accomplished. It's just, I don't know, whatever.
I don't know. When my husband was sick, because he had, well, he had Parkinson's and a lot of stuff.
Alzheimer's.
That's when I changed. I was a morning person, but he used to wait at the door for me to get up.
Oh, dear.
So he'd be waiting at the door for me, so I would pretend I was asleep.
I want to sleep in a little bit.
So I went to bed later and later. Now I can't break it.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I do think you, as you get older, you fit into a certain pattern, whatever your pattern
True.
Is. You know, some people are really early risers.
True. I always think the older people are, like, if you go to the doctors and that, they all want the first appointment in the morning.
Well, when we went for the shot.
True.
Yeah.
Right, we went for the COVID shot.
Yeah.
The line was really long early in the morning.
Yeah.
And we were at the front.
Yeah. Thanks to you.
I know, because I didn't even sleep that night because I was afraid I'd miss it.
Oh, my God. So
straight
Tracy,
from the cocktails to the shot.
Yeah. Well, you know, when shots used to be different. I had my second shot. It was a different thing in the day.
True enough.
So, Tracy, we're so glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah, it's a good place to be. So, tell our listeners who you are and a little bit about your background, because I can read your bio, or you can tell our story, your story.
Okay. I worked for hospice for 15 years, and I...
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It was a privilege to serve the community and to get to be able to talk to people every day that were in difficult situations, and so it made it to where I was able to do what I wanted to do. It was a great opportunity for me. I have become the main caregiver for both of my parents, who are in their 80s. My brother and sister both have passed, and so I am the primary caregiver for
wow.
both of them. And that's been a good thing for them, and it's been sad for, it was sad, but you know, you adjust. Life happens.
Yeah.
And you still have them?
Absolutely. I still have them.
You have
them.
A mother for Mother's Day.
I do have a mother for Mother's Day, and I have a father for Father's Day.
That's so nice.
And they're wonderful people. I love them a lot. But they have been declining in the past even just 2 years.
How old are they?
They are, my mother is 81, and
wow.
my dad is 79.
Wow.
And so they both are declining. So I understand caregiving now more than ever.
Sure.
Because
when you're in it, you get it.
Oh, I totally get it.
Yeah.
Do you live with
and
them?
Every time
yep,
I'm out of it,
totally
God brings me back yes. in it so I can continue to get it.
Do you live with them?
I do right now.
Wow.
I wasn't going to be living with them before, but when COVID hit, I moved in. I got concerned about both of them. Both of them have CHF and COPD.
What's CHF?
Congestive heart failure. And COPD is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
That one I know.
Yes. So both of them have respiratory issues.
Yeah.
So because COVID was massively affecting
yeah.
people with respiratory
right.
issues, I got very concerned about them going to the grocery store and et cetera. So anyway, that was why I moved in with them. And it has helped tremendously. I'm glad I'm there. And they're glad I'm there. So
yeah.
About a couple of years ago, I decided that I wanted to do something different. I had a major life change. I ended up getting divorced, and I just kind of wanted to do something different. And after working at hospice, I realized that there was a massive disconnect. There was so many products and services available that so many people did
just
not know
no,
about.
No. You know what, Tracy? I didn't find out what respite care was until I was in my bereavement group.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not a dumb bunny.
I know you're not.
But if no one tells you...
I absolutely agree.
How do you know?
That's exactly right. And it's a disconnect in education. It's not a disconnect that people, like you say, they're not
just
ignorant. It's just they truly don't know.
And what do? You go on the internet.
Yes.
And now you have so many resources.
Yes.
You can't even see straight. And
no.
what's good and what's bad and what's
no.
true and what's...
Well, and the problem is that if you don't know something exists, you can't Google it.
Exactly.
You can't
it's like
YouTube
looking it, up a word.
Because you don't
know
it exists. You don't even know what question to ask.
Right.
So how are you going to find it? You're not. And that's the dilemma. And I started looking, And there was nowhere either for people to call and ask questions. Truly like a one-stop shop.
Talk to a person.
Talk to a person or even email questions and just say, hey, can I please have an answer? Or can you find me an answer? Because I really need an answer. People, the main core of my company is you're no longer alone.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yep.
A peace of mind and you're no longer alone. Because everybody that's a caregiver, me included at times, you feel completely overwhelmed, completely frustrated, and completely alone because you're like, okay, where am I supposed to go?
What am I supposed to do?
And it's like grasping at straws. So rather than grasping at straws, there needed to desperately be somewhere where people could actually call or they could email and actually say, or at least go to a website and say, oh, wow, look at all these resources that I never knew existed because I never knew to look that up on the internet because I didn't know it was even there.
And you know when you're saying like sometimes they don't want to call.
Right.
They just want to go and then know there's a place they can look for it.
Well,
it's funny with my support groups online now.
Right.
Sometimes they come in, they never show their picture or their voice.
Right.
They just want to listen.
That's right.
They just want to check it out.
That's right.
And you can do that today.
Absolutely. And that's the great thing is that I purposefully set it up to where if people just want to come and look, then they can come just come and look. If they want to send just an email, they don't want to bother with a phone call, they're too busy, then they can just send an email. If they really do want to call.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to call anyway, but I could send an email at
3 o'clock
in the morning.
And you do.
Especially if you're a caregiver.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the beauty of it, is that it makes it to where whatever situation you're in, you can actually truly get an answer. And you no longer have to feel like you're alone. You're part of a team.
What's your biggest frustration when you can't get an answer from a doctor, when you can't get an answer from this? I mean, caregivers are frustrated many times a day.
Many, many times.
And if you know that there's somewhere you can go, if you know that you're not alone, nobody wants to be alone.
No.
Not just the caregiver, the person they're caring for also.
Absolutely.
They want to be a part of a community. They want to be part of what's going on.
Absolutely.
And it's all possible.
It absolutely is. And there was nobody doing what I was doing. That's why I've trademarked the company, simply because of the fact that I really want to make it to where everybody knows that there's an answer. Everybody can be a part of the smart caregiving team. You know, I truly believe, after working for 50 years, that you can work smarter rather than having to work harder.
Right.
You know, caregiving is not a situation that everybody necessarily wants. You know, sometimes it's just thrust upon you. It's kind of like me. You know, I wasn't necessarily expecting that my sister was going to die and even my brother was going to die. But they did. And it's the situation that I'm in. And so you find yourself in a situation that, okay, now I've got a full-time job and I got to care for mom and dad and I got to try and juggle 5 million things.
And
I don't have any idea who to call, what to do, and it's like grasping at straws. So what do I do? I'm completely overwhelmed. And I talked to so many caregivers that were feeling that same way, and I was just like, something has to be done. Something has to be done. And so I decided to do it. And I truly do feel like it's a God calling because I'm a Christian and I feel like doors have just opened overwhelmingly and I'm beyond thrilled to be able to do it.
Well, I'm telling you, we're blessed to be in this Tampa Bay area.
Absolutely.
Because we are surrounded by professionals and people that truly want to make a difference.
Absolutely.
That truly, you know.
Absolutely.
I go to other states and I go to places and it's like, oh, this home health care company won't talk to that one. You might step on my toes. We're here. They're like buddies. They're like, okay, I can't serve this, but could you serve this?
Because we have enough people to use them all.
That's for sure, we have enough people to
use them. Well, and I've actually talked to a lot of people truly all over the country. I mean, and even in Canada, you know, and everywhere, of people that they really want to make a difference. And that's why they start their companies, for the same reason. They really want to make a difference. They want to help. And a lot of them started their companies for the same reason I started mine. They saw a need,
and they wanted
to fill the gap.
Yeah,
and that's what they did.
Yeah, when they say, like I told you about Sean Liu, so he because of his grandma, and when I find a new product or a new website or whatever, it's because of my caregiving experience with.
Correct.
Whoever it is.
Correct.
Just touches my heart. That's why I'll tell you, when somebody goes to a home health care company and they go for an interview and they say, I took care of my grandma, whoever. Well, you know right away, they're in the right place.
Oh, for sure.
They're in the right place.
For sure.
Because there's special, you know, just like the special people that work for hospice, thank you for everything you did with that.
Yes.
And there's special people that are professional caregivers.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, we're very lucky.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's tough enough doing it for someone you love.
True.
Yeah. I say God bless them.
Yeah, but then sometimes I think a caregiver caring for someone that they're not related to might be easier for both of them. Because you don't have that...
At times, but I do know that from working at hospice and having, you know, my hospice nurses and everything, they get attached to even the ones that they're caring for.
Yeah.
And the one thing that's a huge misnomer, and I just want to put it out there just so that people understand, and because I thought it too until I started working there.
Hospice is not death.
Hospice is not death. No, it's not. Do you know, my father was under hospice care for 2 full years, and my father is still very much alive.
And he graduated.
And he graduated because he got better.
Yeah.
So you can be put under hospice care and get hospice care. There are qualifications and there are certain things that you have to meet for getting under hospice care, but it absolutely can be done, and people just, they hear the word and they're like, no.
They just think, oh, it's hospice means you have a week.
Yes.
That's kind of what the thought is. You have like a week or 2 weeks, you know. I remember when with my husband, it was, I wanted to call in hospice. I felt it was time to call in hospice.
Sure.
Well, nobody likes, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I know. At the time, this is during COVID, and I said, Tom, God forbid, you fall down and get hurt, or you can't breathe, or whatever. I'm going to call 911.
Right.
I said, I'm going to take you to the hospital.
Sure.
And I'm never going to see you again. It's COVID.
Right, right.
He would be in there. He'd be locked up. You know, he's like, call hospice right now.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. My dad was the same way when I first said to him that I was going to call hospice just because I felt like
he needed
it.
Like, what are you trying to kill me?
That's what he said. He said, what, do you think I'm going to be dead next week? And I'm like... No, Dad, that's not the way it works. But we had to have the conversation, so...
Well, you know what? And years ago, everything was different. Just now when, you know, it's like, oh, put me in a nursing home, you know, like your parents promised you, your grandparents promised. It's different today.
Correct.
There are so many different choices and there's so many different things, but there's still that fear. And I think anyone is going to be fearful when they feel like...
It's the end.
They can't do it by themselves.
Well, that's the great thing about all these companies that are coming with me on Smart Caregiving is that they can all help the patient stay home.
Yeah.
Help them to not have to go to the facilities.
That's the biggest wish.
And that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants to stay home. Mm-hmm. And it makes it to where it's better for them. It makes it to where it's better for the caregiver and it's better for the patient.
Well, I tell you though, recently I had somebody and he said to me, I don't want to stay home. I want to go to a community. My family's a pain in the neck. They're going to be crying all the time. I know my time is not so much. He goes, I want to go to a community, and I want a TV that's just mine in my room that I can watch all day long. And the only other thing I ask is they bring me good snacks.
He wanted,
like, Entenmann's Donuts.
But they're going to be... Both parties are happy then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because now you're going to visit Dad. He's happy and you're not taking...
Sure.
Because it's the physical, taking care of... You need to take a bath. I had a bath. Well, you had one 2 weeks ago. I've been trying to get you... Oh, no, I had it yesterday. This way they're taking care of all of that. Because that stuff is hard.
It is very hard.
And the brushing of the teeth.
It is very hard. Oh, yes. It absolutely is. Some of them get to the point where you do have to put them in a home. But... You know, the goal is, I know my father very definitely wants to stay home as long as we can possibly keep him home. And
his mind is okay?
Oh, yeah, his mind is okay.
Oh, well, then you want him.
So, you do what you can, mm-hmm. as long as you can, and then, you know.
All right, so when people come in my support group, and they've been in a couple of years.
Yeah.
And now it comes to the conversation. Is it time? Well, when is it time?
Sure.
And I always say to them, are they safe?
Yes.
Because if they're not safe, if they're wandering or whatever, mm-hmm. and how are you?
Amen.
Because if you tell me I'm like totally out of my mind, I haven't slept, I sleep 3 hours a night, then we know it's time to make a change.
Amen.
And it may not be a community, maybe just having somebody come in or whatever.
True.
But
a lot of caregivers, like my neighbor whose husband just passed, he had Alzheimer's, she wouldn't... It didn't matter about her, but he was no longer safe, so she put him in. It didn't matter that she hadn't slept.
Well, she did take a decline, even though she did put him into community. She did take a decline.
Well, he went in
before and
very
after.
Near the end. very near the end.
But
and that's the problem. A lot of caregivers, they take a decline simply because they are taking such good care of the patient, which is commendable. Believe me, I worked for hospice. It's extremely commendable that what you're doing. And I know what you're doing because I'm doing it too. However, at the end of the day,
you need
a break too. And you have a life too. And you need respite. And you need care. And you need something that can make your job easier. And you need to feel like you're not alone. You need peace of mind.
Well, I will say too, this might sound a little harsh, but many times we think, I'm the bum caregiver.
Oh, yeah.
I can do it all. Nobody can do it like me. And your loved one is going, could you like maybe wait for a little while? And then sometimes they'll end up taking a couple days off and they come back. The loved one's like, oh, it's good to see you again.
Exactly.
My husband said, oh, you're nice again.
Yeah, because
exactly.
Because I thought I was being so nice before.
Exactly.
I did.
Yes. It's hard.
It really is. It's really day is in hard. And day out. It's very, very difficult.
But I always thought I was doing a fabulous
job. Oh, well,
and I was
you
pleasant.
Did.
I mean, because I listened to, I watched Jerry Springer on a loop all day long with him. He'd fall asleep. I said, we just thought, oh, no. And I did all that, but maybe not with a happy face.
Sure.
And you know what? If you got Jerry Springer growing through your head all day, I don't know how positive you can be.
It was the only thing he could follow. A lot of people. Well, your mom was the same.
Yeah.
Because the shows he liked, he couldn't follow the plots anymore.
Yeah, this is all the same baloney.
This is just, we're going to hit each other, and my mother's dating her son.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Well, whatever works, right?
Whatever works.
Whatever works.
All right, well, right now what works is we need to listen to our wonderful sponsors, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com. vox.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents, and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
You know, it's easy to say no, but it's better to say yes. Many times we say no just because we feel uncomfortable. Oh, somebody has to help me, or I don't know what they can help me with it. Please think about it, because people want to help you, and when you say no to them all the time, then you're kind of like stopping them from having time with your loved one, or stopping them from trying to help you. And it could be, you know, many times caregivers, not intentionally, but they really distance themselves from people because they keep saying no, and then people say, oh, well, I don't want to get in your space, and I don't want to step on your toes. And then they stop calling or stopping by, and then you're crying, I have to do this all by myself. So please think about it. It could be just a little thing. It could be like, could you just like take my trash out? Or could you maybe walk my dog once a day?
Yep.
So we need to think about that, and don't be proud. We all need help. That's what this world is about. We all need to work together.
Amen.
Yep. Amen. So, and many people have said to me lately that they really enjoy the caregiver affirmation. So sometime in June, I will be releasing caregiver meditations. I'm just working on it now because I got to like talk for 10 minutes and be really calm. And I don't know if I can do that for 10 minutes.
Sure you can.
We will be working on that and coming. And I think, you know, if you could wake up every morning and for 5 or 10 minutes listen to a meditation could be a good way to start the day.
Sure.
All right, so let's talk more about smart caregiving. It's so exciting because it's so new and everything. I like all that stuff too.
Thank you.
What are your goals for smart caregiving?
Well, like I said a little bit earlier, I realized there was a huge disconnect between what caregivers were looking for and what was available to them. And like I say there, I realized there was really no one-stop shop, per se, particularly for a phone call or an email. There's several different websites you could possibly go to, you know, that might list certain resources
right.
for you, and different places like that, especially if you've got the time, the effort, and the energy to Google research or YouTube research or whatever. If you've got that, then that's great. You can find some of those things. However, most people are like me as a caregiver. They work a full-time job. Caregiving is kind of their second job. It's kind of just what they do on the side.
They may have other family to take care of.
And so they don't have the time, effort, or the energy to put into doing a 4.5-hour research marathon to find whatever it is that they're looking for. And a lot of times, too, they need things quickly. You know, they get to a crisis situation, and it's like, I need this now. I need an answer now. I don't need an answer, you know, 3 hours from now. I need an answer right now. Well, there again, there was nothing to help with that. And I just, being a caregiver, I realized that. And so that's the goal of my company. The mission of my company is very simple. It's to let caregivers know, like me, you are no longer alone. We are a team now. You are now part of the Smart Caregiving team when you join, and you are now part of, you now have a team of resources that if they don't have the answers, they will find the answers for you.
Right.
So you can call or you can email, and somebody is going to be there and actually help
you. Okay, so explain to me what it's going to look like. So I go to the website. It's like a hub, right?
Correct.
Okay, so explain to us.
Okay, sure. So you go there, and basically for less than a cup of coffee, for less than one cup of coffee a month, for $5, you can join and you get access to the directory. Okay.
And who's in the directory?
In the directory is all different kinds of companies, literally worldwide. I have two companies already that are from Canada. I have several companies that are based from all over the nation that all have different products and services that can help you.
Okay.
So there's
products and services.
With products and services, correct. So there's a directory. For each company, there is a website link. There's also a blurb about what each company does. There's an email address and a phone number and a contact name. So you can click on the website and it will take you directly to the website. So that's what you get for basically a cup of coffee a month. For two cups of coffee a month, for $10, you basically get not only what you got for the $5, but for $10 you can actually go ahead and you can email my team. You can email questions, and we will get the answers back to you within 24 to 48 hours.
That's fabulous.
And then for basically three cups of coffee a month, for $15 a month, you can actually give a phone call, a 15-minute phone call. I'm limiting it to 15 minutes just simply because, you know, we can't have a three-hour phone conversation. But
you
other
can refer
than that,
them to someone that will
absolutely
have a three-hour,
absolutely.
You know,
we will refer
it
you to support
with me, you know,
groups.
Caregiver calls me up
absolutely.
Crying. You don't want to say stop talking.
No, of course
you
not.
Know.
We will refer them to support groups. I mean, there's a lot of different companies. There's a lot of different organizations. There's a lot of caregiver coachings out there that can do all kinds of things that can specifically help the caregiver. So all of that, we are eventually going to have an international caregiving coaching side where we're actually going to have caregiving coaches that actually coach for people all over the world. So all of that is going on right now, and it's basically the most anybody's ever going to pay is for three cups of coffee a month, and most everybody buys at least three cups of coffee a month.
So and why should they come back every month?
Simply because of the fact that it's growing. The directory is growing every single week, literally. Every single week we are adding new companies, new products, new services worldwide. Companies that are based right now out of Canada and in Europe have products they're fixing to launch through our company. So nobody even knows these companies exist except on my website. So if you don't come there and look,
right,
you're never going to even know about them. And they're phenomenal things. There's a company called Home Sharing Alliance. They're based out of Canada. I'd never even heard about it. They actually do home sharing.
Explain that to me.
What they do is, Tara McEwen is the CEO of the company. They're out of Canada, and she's done it for several years, and it's been extremely successful in Canada. And basically what she does is she connects people to share a home. So if you have a senior that say they own their home and they don't want to leave their home, but they might need a few things to help with and everything, and they want help with maybe the rent or the mortgage or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And you've got a younger person that maybe they don't have the money to buy their own home or whatever, but they would be willing to rent a room and give money towards mortgage and all that kind of stuff. She connects those two people together, and they share the home. And she helps all of the logistics to take place with all of that. And it's an amazing, amazing service.
I think it would be fabulous because, you know, let's say even like you have a student.
Yes.
I don't want to be in a dorm with a bunch of other kids.
Exactly.
I want to have my own life. And then you have the youth with the elder.
Exactly.
You know, when I went to Germany, there was this place where it was like a dorm.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it was seniors. and college students.
Mm-hmm.
The college students got to live there for almost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to do so many hours a week with the senior.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was food shopping, whether it was eating with them or whatever. And there was a whole bunch of seniors walking around with like all these college jerseys
exactly.
on. Because they were so excited. You know, it
exactly.
was fun.
I think it's fantastic. It's a fantastic company. And the great thing is that, like you say, the younger generation can help them get on Zoom calls, can help them
right.
do a lot of different kinds of things
and
that they may
the
not be tech savvy enough
you
to
know,
do.
Even just some of the things that's too hard for them to
absolutely.
Do.
Or having a body in the house at night.
Yes, yes. having somebody to talk
you know,
to, somebody yeah. to communicate with, somebody to converse with. I mean, I think it's a fabulous program. And
yes.
again, I never knew it existed. They are in Canada. Like I say, they've been in Canada for quite a while, and they're getting ready to launch into the U.S., and they're with my company.
That's
and
exciting.
Tara's a wonderful lady, and you can go to her website. And
what is
book
her website?
Her website is homesharealliance.com, and you can book a call through her. Just let them know that you got referred through Smart Caregiving.
Yeah.
That way she'll know that, you know, we're getting
people
it.
People are hearing
but,
us.
Yeah, but it's a great service. It's a really great service, and that's just one of several
well,
that so we
tell
have.
Tell me another great service.
Yes, and it's just... That's what I mean. Is people can't look that up,
right?
Because they don't know it exists,
right?
No, and it's fabulous.
So tell me about some other great service you got.
Let's see. I have several that are, I have one that's a patented bedsore pillow. You know, bedsores are a real problem
terrible.
With a lot of people, and
no matter how hard the caregiver tries,
that is exactly right.
It still happens,
and it's really, really, and they can get really bad.
Really
bad. They can, and then it can cause sepsis, and it can get very,
yeah.
very, very, very bad. A lady has patented a bedsore pillow to where you no longer have to worry about that. It's really, really cool. So that is one of another one. Another
wow.
one that I have is, let's see, I'm trying to think of just two or three others that I could tell you about. The one that is really good, too. Oh, so we all, none of us ever knew, like, Zoom existed until COVID, of course. And Zoom can be really difficult for seniors.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of buttons to push.
Yeah.
And, you know, half the time
if
the audio don't work.
A little bit.
Yeah, and if how that the audio won't work or the video
yeah.
won't work or whatever.
Yeah.
I have somebody who has a platform. It is amazing. They send a text. There is a link in the text. They click on the link and you're connected.
You have to do
see, that's
else.
What Linda does
at
all my events.
But you know how good that would be for.
It is absolutely completely fabulous. The guy that invented it, he was in Honolulu, Hawaii, and I was talking to him, and he connected with me. He sent me a link, and I tapped on the link, and I was connected to him when he was on a beach in Honolulu, and I was in Florida. It was literally,
yeah.
and it was crystal clear.
Huh?
I mean, and video, audio, automatically connected. It was
that's
no
so cool.
pushing five buttons. It was nothing. It was so
have
simple.
You heard about the meal lifter plate?
Yes,
aren't they
I
fabulous?
Heard that. That's great.
That's a good, you
that's
need to
a wonderful.
Up with her.
Yes.
And the football walker, Nancy Morris with the football walker. It's like a walker, but has a football on it, so I can step on it, and you can get up without me dragging you.
Oh, that's fantastic,
yeah.
too. There's, so, like I say, there's so many. There's so many.
But
I
we
got
to get it out there. And if you can have a central location to get things
amen.
Out, it makes every... Why do people go to Walmart? Everything's there in one place.
Absolutely.
They can do it well in one place. They only have to make one stop.
Absolutely.
And that's really important.
Absolutely.
So do you like vet your companies? Or it's
yes.
like I'm really careful with who
yes.
I align myself with.
Yes, I do. I vet the companies, and we're going to be having testimonials on the website as well so that people will be able to see, oh, okay, this person used this company and they were really happy with it. And oh, yeah, I talk to all the CEOs of all the companies that I'm talking to, and I let them know I am a Christian company, and there's ethics, and they do sign a contract with me. All of them sign contracts with me. So, yes, I absolutely vet them.
Did you ever think of, like, listing support groups on there and stuff?
Absolutely. There's going to be some support groups.
We need to talk because I do some, and I know, like, fabulous people that do some. Because in the beginning, it was, like, me and one other person. Now we have, like, 10, 12, people doing it that are fabulous and that I learn stuff from every day because I definitely don't know all the answers.
Oh, I don't even come close to knowing all the answers.
Yeah.
And support groups are desperately needed for caregivers in particular because they get overwhelmed and they would love to talk to other people that are dealing with the same disease that they have. So, you know, Alzheimer's people, for example, they get really, really the caregivers get really overwhelmed. And so having a support group for the caregiver in particular is extremely important.
Linda did one this morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I have to tell you, when they came on the support group this morning, everybody just looked a little tense because you can see everybody, you know, like on the Zoom thing.
Right.
So I started out and I said, Happy Mother's Day to everybody. If you are a mother, if you have your mom or whatever. And then I said, just to start out today, I just want you to answer one question. Tell me something your mother used to always tell you. And my mother used to always tell me, if you can't say anything nice, don't say nothing at all.
That was one of
my
mother's
somebody else, like,
also
nodded their head. Yes. But some of the stuff they came up with just cracked me up. But the best one was at the very end of the support group. After we were way off the conversation with one girl, I just remembered the most important thing. In fact, I didn't remember it. My husband was sitting here and he heard it. I hope you have rotten kids just like you.
My mother always said, always make sure you have clean underwear on.
That would be your mother. Yeah. That would be your mother.
In case you have an accident.
I will tell you that when I was thinking on the call, that flashed through my head. I didn't say that.
No, because only garbage comes out of my mouth.
Well, you know another thing my mother used to always say to me? It never cost you any money to be nice or to help somebody out.
That is true.
And my mother was like that. She was always, you know, trying to help somebody out. And that's very true.
That is very
Or sit
true.
Up straight.
Sit up. That's always my dad. Stand up.
My mother.
I was so tall. Stand up straight, Linda. Stand up straight. All right. If we want to stand up straight, we need to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're off. You know, it's time to get your pen and paper because Lynn has good stuff to say. But what happened with the Kentucky Derby last week?
Bob Baffert's horse won.
And you were happy about that?
It was my pick.
That's good. It's always good when your horse is the winner.
Yes.
So what's going on this week?
All right. To RSVP for any of the following events, please go to lindaburhens.com. Send Linda a message and she will send you the link. This Monday, May 10th at 11 a.m., Linda will host a journaling workshop for caregivers. If you miss this one, it will be on
the second Monday of every month.
Yes, there you go. Then on Wednesday, May 19th at 2 to 3:30 p.m., the Disability Achievement Center invites you to come at 12552 Belcher Road South in Largo to cheer the cyclists who are riding from Miami to Tallahassee, raising awareness for people with disabilities.
I can't wait to be there because last year I was their keynote speaker, but it was all on computer. Because they rode their bikes at home.
Oh, wow.
And it was a whole virtual thing. So, like, all these young, fabulous men, because they're from all different colleges. I got to meet them all in person this time. So that's fun. It's fun.
Yes, it is. And it's for a good cause.
Yes.
And then on Tuesday, May 25th at 9 a.m., Senior Circle, co-hosted by Linda Burhans, is hosting a Zoom event inviting seniors to share their love stories. The deadline for the sign-up is May 18th. Well, that's going to be fun.
Isn't that going to be fun? Oh. And it's limited to 10 participants, so if you're interested, please let us know. Also on, where's the date here? May 15th, Saturday, May 15th, next Saturday, there'll be a military vehicle show at Veterans Funeral Home on Belcher Road. So there'll be all sorts of cool things there. And also at Veterans Funeral Home, which is one of our newest sponsors, there will be a monthly Reiki exchange. So it'll be the last Thursday of every month, starting May 27th from 6 to 7:30. So if you're interested in any of this stuff, just email me or message me through the website because all these links and Zoom things get to be like crazy. I'll just send you. Otherwise, I'll be like, person A, B, C, D, Y, X, whatever. You know?
I'm so glad we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are the last things you want, some of the last things you want our caregivers to hear today?
I guess I just really want everybody to know that they are no longer alone. You know, they now have a smart caregiving team that they can join and they can become part of the team, and we will help them. We'll walk the journey with them. We can make their caregiving journey a whole lot easier and a whole lot simpler and less overwhelming. And they can maybe get some peace of mind and a little bit of sleep, too.
And this is for professional caregivers also.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sometimes people put that line between family caregiver and professional caregiver. We're all caregivers.
We're all caregivers.
Dealing with the same thing. We just may not be related to the person, but
Absolutely.
We're dealing with the same thing.
Absolutely. And it's like you said, you know, that Rosalind Carter said a long time ago, eventually caregiving will touch every single person.
Yeah.
You know, even if you aren't caregiving for your parents, it could be a friend, it could be a special needs child,
yep.
It could be anybody. So whether you need it now or not, you could gift it to somebody that you know needs it. You know, it's 3 cups of coffee a month. It's not, I purposefully kept it cheap because I want to help as many people as I can. You know, the point isn't really about money. The point is about helping people. My passion is helping people.
Is that what a cup of coffee costs now? $5?
Starbucks, yes, it's like $4.50.
I remember in New York it was 45 cents, 35 cents a cup. Well, I never drank coffee.
You haven't gone
life.
To Starbucks then recently, have you?
No, I don't drink coffee.
Oh,
never have.
Starbucks at minimum is it's about anywhere from $4.50 to $5.
Yeah. I used to get a whole meal for that.
How old are you? I used to get work 3 hours and get paid that.
I know. How old are you?
So my first job, I got paid $1.65 an hour.
Oh my goodness!
I got paid $110 a week. I don't know what
that's when I worked at the bridal shop, the Joy Shop after school.
Well, I think mine was more.
It was $1.65 an hour. I'll never.
Wow.
My first full-time job, I made $90 a week and I took home $72.
Oh,
and you
wow.
had to live on it.
I had my own studio apartment.
And a car.
Yes. But I want to tell you, when I went on a date, I ate a lot of food.
Yeah. You wore big pockets.
Yeah. Oh, a little extra roll there wouldn't be too bad.
Well, because back then, people didn't take home like they do now.
Take out everywhere. Yeah.
But back then, you were embarrassed to say, yes, I'd like to take that, or I have a dog, or I have a this. So you have to have big pockets, Lenny.
Well, I was always, I hate to say it was a little dishonest, but there was also a guy in the supermarket that kind of liked me. So sometimes he would push my, like, bologna ahead of
them. Well, the thing is, back then they didn't scan it. Back then they had to put in the prices.
Exactly.
That is true. So
you could get away with that much easier.
I just said, oh, thank you very much. Well, you know what? It was all fun, and you know, you have a lot of experiences in life.
True enough. And you hardly had any clothes.
No, I didn't.
When I met you,
but it didn't matter.
I know, and now you have loads.
But I remember one time that was really hard. I went to work one day because I had like 6 outfits.
Mm-hmm.
I was young, single, 19-year-old girl.
And you wore a uniform, like me, to school.
To school.
So
I never had a lot
clothes.
Of clothes or anything. And I was at work one day, and my clothes were very cleaned and groomed and nice and everything. And one of the guys at ID said to me, how come you always wear the same clothes? And it broke my heart.
Did you say to him, that's all I can afford? Because I know who you're talking about, and he deserved to hear it.
I don't know what I said. I think I went in the bathroom and cried, probably.
Oh,
but,
that's terrible.
You know, I was just trying to find my way. You know?
Yeah. As long as you're clean.
Absolutely.
Yes. That's the most. I mean, I didn't have holes in my pants or nothing.
No.
And it was just.
She didn't have very many. But her daughter, even when she had a daughter, her daughter had 5 million of every dress and that. And Linda had like 4 pairs of slacks. And I was for her kid, her husband, her this.
I can imagine.
It's okay. I got plenty of clothes now. A lot of them is because of you and your sister.
Yeah.
Because they like to shop.
I don't like shopping, but I like buying.
Yeah. Sometimes they give me clothes with tags still on them.
Oh,
so
wow.
So I'll like go visit my family or something. They go, ooh, that's a nice shirt you have on, and pants. I go, it's from the Joan Lynn collection. They dress me.
Well, that's good. Then you're very blessed.
Yes, I'm. You know what? I'm very blessed in many, many ways, and especially for you, Lynn. I'm very blessed for you. You know, you don't have too many people that you're friends with for 40 years.
That is amazing. You know, that's amazing. That. Well, I have a couple that have known, we've known each other since college, and when you have people in your life for a long time, it's a blessing for sure.
Yeah.
They know the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Exactly. But for us, we have a whole lot of fun. We've been through the good, the bad, and the ugly, and they'll be continuing in life. Things are going to happen.
Of course, absolutely.
But we laugh a lot, which I think is really important.
Extremely.
And we just realized we're all the same schmo.
Absolutely.
We want a roof over our head. We want our health. We want to be loved. We may have different hobbies or interests, but basically we're the same. And when you realize that, you get to meet a whole lot of cool people.
Oh, absolutely. So. Amen. I totally, completely agree.
So thanks so much for being here, my friends. We'll see you again next week for a fabulous show. Please, please, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Connecting Caregivers Radio. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
And you need a helping hand, and nothing's going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night.